Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Nice shoes, by the way.
Thank you.
And new glasses?
Yeah, I got those a while back.
I think I asked you.
You might ask me that last time.
Last time, yeah. You look sharp.
Well, thank you. Very Even sharp. In a long sleeve t-shirt, my favorite outfit.
It's Friday. Fashion with the Yankton Fire
Fashion
Department.
Friday. I am a fashionable fire chief.
Do you were the Hey Dudes red because you're a fire chief?
No, the Hey Dudes are red because of Yankton.
Huskers.
Yankton. This is part of a dance dad's uniform. My daughter's in the midst of dance season right now with the high school dance team.
Nice. Well, I know you brought a guest with you. We're going to get to Dave Rabe here in just a second, but let me tell you about a golf experience. Do you golf at all?
Very poorly.
So I'm out golfing with a friend, and they brought a friend who I didn't know. And so the first thing you do is you introduce yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? And you know what he told me he does? He said he sells fire trucks.
Oh, okay.
I've never met a fire truck salesman before. And I know we're getting a new fire truck here in Yankton.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's going to take 3 years, right?
It'll take 3 years. Most of the manufacturers are anywhere between 2 to 4 years out right now.
And so I said, wow, a fire truck salesman, does that keep you busy? And he said, well, I'm out here golfing right now. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The new fire truck will be red or lime green?
The new fire truck will be red.
All right. Why do we have some lime green ones and why are there some red ones? And then the hydrants too, some yellow,
man,
some red.
Man, we sure like to talk about this. So I've been telling the story because I didn't know for sure because back in the 80s, there were some studies done. And so I thought, okay, maybe 70s and 80s, we went to lime green because of some studies. I found a South Dakota Fire Chiefs magazine from the early 70s that said that we went to lime yellow because they're easier to see at night. So that is factual based upon historical data that I found in our archives.
Introduce this great gentleman that you brought from Gayville this morning.
This is my brother from another mother here.
Fire Your Chief, homie that know me.
That's a new one for me. I like that. So Fire Chief Dave Rabe, he is the fire chief at Gayville. You've been the fire chief there for 3 years now. Okay, 3 years. I wanted to bring Dave in because I wanted to recognize not only his contributions to Yankton County and all the fire departments as a whole, but also just to recognize that partnership that we have with our other mutual aid agencies.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Every time you and I talk, it's setting up an appointment for someone from your department to come in here. So it's a pleasure to have you in here. How are things in Gayville?
Pretty good. Yeah, I really like recognizing the other guys on the department. And, you know, Tim kind of asked to get in here and I'm like, I don't know. And so I didn't dodge this bullet this morning. So,
well, it's no bullet. It's an honor to have you in here. And tell me about this mutual agreement that you have in this partnership with the Yankton Fire Department and also a fire school coming up.
So yeah, we do a lot of cross training with each other. We've been over here a couple times for vehicle extrication with Highway 50 being out in both departments areas. We work together and we need to be able to work smoothly and effortlessly to secure the patient, secure the vehicle, and, you know, perform what we need to do.
There have been, not that long ago, some tough times for your department. It's been a few years now, but recovering and moving forward and hopefully thriving?
Yes, we are thriving. It was tough. It's a hurdle that I wish on no other department to go and lose three guys within a matter of pretty much months. But we're getting through it. We're stronger and better than before, I believe. We are doing some things within the department. Automatic mutual aids with Vermilion, where we are being paged out for any structure fires, and they're requesting the equipment that we have and manpower, and that a huge success within our department, saying that other bigger departments are like, wow, they know what they're doing. They trust our guys. They know, you know, our equipment's good. So, yeah.
And no other department in the United States of America has better apple pie moonshine than the Gayville Fire Department, right?
That is correct. Right? We have one individual on the department, Terry Rye, that it's amazing. He's known all over for this. And
he appeared on the show, and he gave me a complimentary jar. Now, I know how much they fetch at silent auctions, so it was a real gift. And it's gone. And oofta, I almost had to call the fire department, Tim, after having it, because I was throwing flames.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
So what you're saying is I'm going to have them come back in, bring another bottle for you.
I mean, we love having you here. Yes, that's exactly what I was getting at. Tim, your thoughts on this relationship with Gayville and other departments around the area?
Yeah, what I really enjoy about our relationship with, especially with Dave, is I think that Dave is like the glue for our mutual aid groups with Lesterville and Irene and Vollen and emergency management. He's the guy that's always asking questions and making sure that our communications are on point. There's a lot of things that we could do in isolation, just silo our departments, and Dave's always like, hey, how about this? Or he's calling and asking questions or just reminding us. I like the regular reminders that we just need to be working together. And so that's really a role that he's filled nicely for us.
Other area towns that you're close with, tight with, that you partner with?
Vollen, Irene, Lesterville. Like, we're having a fairly regular mutual aid meeting on months that have 5 Wednesdays. And so we're getting together at least 2 or 3 times a year just to communicate and talk about some of our issues and things that we need to work together on. The topic du jour has been radio communications, just mainly ensuring that each agency has their radios programmed to something that is simple and easy to understand. And we're getting almost to the top of that hill to figure out. And then we'll start working on some other things here pretty soon.
Dave, how's your roster and staff? Are you strong? Doing well? Looking
for
more?
You're about 23 members. And that's also including some gals that are just first responders. But we can always use more. We have the equipment for them. We've just taken on 2 new guys this past year. So that's always good. And there's some that might be looking to retire, and to replace 2 every year, you know, to get 2 new members every year would be awesome, 2 to 3.
Well, for a town the size of Gayville, I think that's a pretty good number, 23. I'm kind of impressed by that.
Yep, and usually you get about 70-80% call on that with coming to meetings and everything else, which is really helpful for, you know, planning and working on drills and, you know, participation.
Any social events coming up? Any fundraisers? Anything that you want to mention?
Nope, not really. We're kind of quiet right now. We're doing the pre-planning for our fundraiser in February, our annual fundraiser. It's going to be the 14th of February. So it's going to be another Valentine's Day event for sure.
Well, reach out to us. We'll be happy to make some noise on that when it's time. I don't know if either of you guys do fantasy football, but in the spirit of that, have you ever thought of trading members from one department to the other, like without even notifying them? You pull a couple over here, you send a couple away.
Yeah, there might be some people in mind that want to trade me potentially, but
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll trade each other.
There we go.
Yep. He goes over there for a while. I'll come over here and I'll just hang out behind Daniel.
Yeah, and speaking of that, it is pretty nice. Dave has been in the area on a couple of calls in our district and hops right in and takes charge and communicates with us and has been pretty helpful in guiding our crews as well. So I really like that about
it. Is the real reason you brought Dave in this morning because Prendable's Commanders lost last night and he just can't get over it?
They were losing when I went to bed, so they did lose.
They did lose, yeah.
Oh, He's going to be sad today.
Oh, well.
I'm going to have to give him some put-ups.
Yeah, give him some grief.
Flag up on the flagpole at the fire hall.
I'll have to do that. Well, we'll see what he says. I don't want to make him too mad.
Fighting words there. Dave, what a pleasure to have you in. Our best to you and your department, and we're glad to feature you on Heroes. Thanks for doing what you do.
Hey, thank you, and you guys have a good rest of your day here, too.
Thank you, and Chief Linky, always a pleasure. And,
always a good time.
Yeah, we'll look forward to the next time. Be safe out there. I'm going to play Ring of Fire for you guys. How does that sound?
I love it.
All right, have a great day.